Palmetto Mornings on WRHI.
Good morning, 24 minutes after 8 o'clock, 68 degrees right here on Palmetto Mornings. I'm Patty Mercer.
And I'm Lucas McFadden. We love a good character on this show.
Oh, we do.
And we found our match with Justin Whiteside. He is back on Palmetto Mornings.
Justin, a little different.
Yeah, looking a lot different. The last time we spoke to you, you were getting ready for a really one-of-a-kind fishing trip. We'll kind of get an update on that. It took place this past weekend. But you do something every year at the end of that fishing trip with your hair. And if you're watching us on Facebook Live, you'll see it. But you let the young people that you take fishing this past weekend shave your head. And you look 10 years younger and lighter.
Absolutely.
You have a lot of hair.
A lot.
A ton. How long did it take for them to shave your head?
Probably about 15 minutes because the razor would have... It was wearing the little razor out.
Oh, yeah. I love the picture, though. You're sitting there, and one by one, they're doing like an assembly line where each gets to just take a shot at shaving some of your head, and then you follow up with a good old-fashioned razor with a barber. And this is what we have today, which you say it's a lot easier. We have, like, no hair. That's great. And you will not... cut it again
I'll keep it trimmed out of my mouth and beard and just long enough I can eat till next year. Give me a little hole so I can feed my face and we'll be all right.
There you go. And you do this why?
Every year.
It benefits how?
I have no idea. I mean, I don't know why I do it. I love doing it. I love meeting the people. Each year we meet, 80 new people. I get new captains every year. I get new sponsors every year. And it's a way to give back. I got more than I ever should deserve with my wife, my parents, my kid, and what I've got with my business and work. I mean, I got more than I can do.
Just an attitude of gratitude. Give back.
Tell us what took place this past weekend. Let's maybe bring folks up to speed.
We brought 21 special needs children in, autism, disabilities, muscular dystrophy, learning disorders. We had three or four in wheelchairs, I think. We had to pick them up, send them over in the boats, and they can roll around once they get them in the boats. But we brought them in Friday night with a pizza party. It was a meet and greet with the captains. And they went back to the hotel, had a police escort. Fire trucks came up, escorted the kids down. Saturday morning had the same thing, had a police escort from to get them all out together. So everybody left the hotel together as a group. Escorted to the church, got on the boats, fished. Come back, had hot dogs, hamburgers for lunch.
Gosh.
We had gift bags from Hugo, the mascot for the Hornets, helped me out with that. We had rod and reels, tackle boxes, T-shirts, all kind of goodies for them, games. It was just it's a blessing to watch. And you can see the relief of the parents knowing that, for once, everybody there is for them to care for them.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And the smiles and the hugs and the friendships that was made, even from guys that I didn't know that stepped up to the plate when, one captain went down, another captain stepped up.
That's amazing.
So it's amazing how all of us tournament fish. Everybody was down there fish tournaments. But for one day, you throw the tournament out. Mm. And even on the water, the guys helped each other. Some guys wasn't on too good of a bite. Some guys were, so we're calling each other, bouncing information around. There was several boats caught in the 5 hours, caught over 30 fish.
Is it your goal to make sure everybody at least catches one fish?
Oh, they will.
They will. That's when fishing gets fun.
My captains are second to none. All these guys that volunteer, they're good, mm-hmm. and they will put fish in a boat.
Wow. Well, that's the thing about it. You make them feel so special, everyone involved in this. And there's just something so, invigorating about being on a boat, on the water, early morning. You take them out for how long?
5 hours.
5 hours.
7 to 12.
There you go.
Away, taking them away from their day's problems, right?
Correct.
I mean, that's remarkable. So what's next, Justin? How do families listening now get involved in this throughout maybe the rest of this year and maybe get on your radar for next year?
I will take a break for right now because I need them. Well, I've actually got another one June the 11th. I've got another charity out of North Carolina, Hands of a Sportsman, that we fish. So I've got another 20 to 25 boats that's coming in, and we're going to try to fish another 30 kids. And this one is opened up to single moms with kids that's never been on a boat. It's special needs, definitely. But this one's an organization tries to reach out to – let's just say a less fortunate situation. Regardless what the situation is, the children. I'd love to find kids in a children's home. So anybody that can get me in touch with someone in a children's home that will do it, one caretaker bring two kids. This is just a daytime event. It's free. Don't cost nothing. But they'll have to go sign up at Hands of a Sportsman online. And then once the charity has all the names in, then we can start picking and choosing the kids that we get to go.
You just really expand their horizon. You know, give them a breath of fresh air, and also just to dream a little bit. Make friends, too. I can imagine a lot of the kids that never don't know each other, and being on a boat, you begin to get to know each other, and everybody's involved. It's like a parade, and they're the VIPs.
I love it.
Justin, you're awesome. Follow Justin Whiteside on social media to learn more. Justin, thank you so much, sir. We certainly appreciate your hospitality and generosity.
Thank y'all very much.
And how to follow you on Facebook so everybody can see the phases of your hair. Growing back.
Just frame me on Facebook, Justin Whiteside, or keep up with my guide service, Whiteside Whiskers, one or two.
There you go.
Whiskers.
There you go. Hey, roll with it. Brand it.